This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on ADDIE Wilkinson, WILKINSON, Wilkinson. Patient seen for Dr. Vidya, VIDYA, Pal, PAP. L. Pal, MD, and also for Rachel, RACHEL, VARGESE, VARGHESE, nurse practitioner, RN, New Paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for your continued support and thank you for this referral. Mr. Wilkinson has been known to me for last 3-4 years. Initially he was seen in 2019. At that time he had mild leukocytosis and elevated hemoglobin. Patient had history of COPD in the past. In any case, a recent CBC showed his hemoglobin to be 18.3, hematocrit 55.3, WBC count of 15,000. That is the reason for the referral. He did have some immature granulocyte in the peripheral blood. Hemoglobin A1C was slightly high at 7.2, and his CMP showed glucose of 1.5, creatinine was 1.42, so eGFR was 53, which is showing slight renal insufficiency. His triglycerides were a little high at 262. New paragraph. The reason for the referral is, of course, elevated WBC as well as hemoglobin. A new paragraph. Past medical history. Patient has history of COPD. He is on medications including steroid inhaler. Patient also has history of hypertension and history of diabetes. In the past, new paragraph, current medication includes atorvastatin 40. He is on Breztri Aerosphere inhaler. He also takes Farxiga 10 milligram. He is also on Flonase inhalation. He takes hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. He is also on Vicodin on PRN basis, Januvia 100 milligram, Singular 10 milligram. New paragraph. Physical exam. This is a 71-year-old male, 6 feet 1 inch tall, weighing 238. His blood pressure is 134/82. He is normocephalic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs diminished anterior bilaterally, heart regular, abdomen obese, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, leukocytosis. Diagnosis 2, elevated hemoglobin and hematocrit suggestive of polycythemia, maybe from COPD. Diagnosis 3, obesity and hypertension. New paragraph recommendations. I told the patient that although the WBC count is higher than before, and since he also has some immature cells, we will need to do the further workup to make sure this is not primary polycythemia vera or myeloproliferative disorder. So we'll have to reevaluate, draw his CBC, CMP, and on subsequent occasion also send his blood for cytogenetics and flow cytometry to make sure there is no underlying myeloproliferative disorder. Thank you very much for referring Mr. Wilkinson to me. We'll keep you posted. This is a consultation on AD Wilkinson. Thank you.